Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. The Trump administration's Justice Department has been hardline on undocumented immigration, and that includes a policy that would separate children from their parents. And the bigger picture on immigration is already a significant part of GOP advertising in the run-up to this year's elections. The Republic addressed the issue on its editorial page, and editorial director Phil Boas is here for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, what are these early advertisements looking like?
Well, we're seeing about 14,000 ads have already aired on the Republican side in congressional elections across the country. This according to a USA Today story. And that's a tremendous amount of messaging on that issue, on the hard right on immigration. And it's really interesting to be happening now, because setting the table for this, and what makes it so weird is that the number of apprehensions of undocumented immigrants at the border is at about 310,000 a year. And that is down from 876,000 in 2007, about one-third less. It's about one-fifth less when you go back to 2000. So we're at a low ebb for illegal immigration in the United States. We're not seeing much of it. And here it is. It's a hot-button issue on the Republican side. They're campaigning on it.
What message is the Trump administration sending when it comes to separating families at the border, for example, and having this hard line that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been very out front with?
Well, I think the Trump administration is saying that, or believing that, immigration resonates as an issue, and that there is resentment about outsiders coming in post-recession, still existing. And that's a strange thing. The really odd thing about immigration is that the least pushback happens when you have a good economy. When the economy is booming and illegal immigration is at its high point because we need the labor, you have very little pushback from the American people because they're employed and they're happy. Now, when jobs go away and there's a recession and illegal immigration is receding and going away, there's resentment and looking for scapegoats. And for some reason now, we're still looking for scapegoats.
What should the pushback be now, especially when, because one of the emotional things that, as I mentioned, that's really gotten people up is the separation of mothers from their kids at the border, and this is supposed to act as a deterrent, I guess. What should the response be of the American people, of our government institutions, to what's going on?
Our argument is that these people need to be treated with dignity. These are people who actually admire our country, and they admire it enough that they're willing to risk life and limb to get here to a place that is hostile to them at the moment. And they still want to live here and be here and participate in the American dream. We owe those people some dignity and to treat them like human beings. And we haven't been doing that lately. We've been very hostile in our messaging to immigrants.
Mm-hmm. How much of this comes out of some fear, whether real or created?
The core of the Trump message is that your culture changed. This is not the America you grew up in. Well, of course it's not, because it's a much more diverse America. But let me give you a way in which it's more diverse. The economic engine of the new economy is Silicon Valley. Seven of every 10 workers in Silicon Valley were born outside of the United States. That's how important immigration is to this country and to our economy. We have a record number of requests this year for H-2B visas. These are the low-skilled workers that come from Latin America. Record requests. There's a powerful need for that kind of labor in this country. And the Trump administration is having to back off trying to restrict that even tighter. And they've recently opened the door to allowing 15,000 more of these H-2B visas because there's been so much demand from business. But we need immigrant labor in this country. They're important to our economy.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, who, to understate it, is a little controversial, said something over the weekend on CNN that he's all for people in Silicon Valley being of different backgrounds, but they have to be U.S. citizens. What kind of disconnect is there between the Trump message and what people are actually seeing on the ground, whether Silicon Valley or other businesses?
Silicon Valley needs the labor force. I mean, they wouldn't be recruiting from outside the country. They wouldn't be hiring people from outside the country if the labor was here to fill all those jobs. So, I mean, that's the way an economy works. And when it is a free economy and you allow it to be free, and when we place these kinds of restrictions, we make it more difficult for business people and for the economy itself.
Phil, when it comes to the campaign season then, when it comes to Republican primaries and then the general election, how big an issue do you think immigration, undocumented or otherwise, is going to be?
I think we're going to see. We're going to see if this resonates. The ads now with House Republicans on immigration, hardline immigration, are second only to the ads placing them next to Donald Trump and saying how much they love Trump, and just by a smidge, it's not by much. And so there's they're banking that this is an important message to put forth and that it's a winning message for them. I guess we're going to see.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.